It is the first day of November 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us, perhaps not believing it's November yet, is Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Sorry, my world just got rocked a little bit.
A look of shock on your face.
Yep, it's now November. Wow.
I too am shocked.
Yeah.
November and December are very busy at Walton Arts Center. You've got Shrek, of course, through Sunday night, and it doesn't really stop after that.
No, November, in the early part of November, we're okay. We're a little bit light. But once we get to the end of November, beginning of December, it just rolls on with all kinds of great holiday programming. Yeah. But first day of November. Crazy. So we had really fun festivities related to Halloween last night at the show. Big thank you to the Shrek cast and crew who came out and helped us party with the kiddos. But now it's November, and we have six more shows of Shrek. One tonight at 7, one tomorrow at 8, two shows on Saturday, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and two shows on Sunday, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
Are there any more tickets for non-students for Flaming Lips on Sunday night?
There are.
Okay.
Yes, Flaming Lips is Sunday. I forget when the doors open, but yes, there are tickets available to the public. You can get those at the Walton Arts Center website. If you just type in waltonartscenter.org, you'll see a little link at the top of the screen that says Flaming Lips tickets on sale. Okay. So yeah, we do have more tickets available to the public for that. And that, of course, that's at Barnhill Arena on the campus.
Right.
So that is this weekend, except we do have another show, believe it or not, going on sale tomorrow morning for the AMP.
Another one for the AMP.
We just finished up the AMP current season, but we just booked our first show for next spring.
Ah.
And the group just has a new album out, so they're launching the tour together. We're all putting it on sale at the same time, and this is for Little Big Town.
I was going to say, what's the group?
Yeah, so this is Little Big Town, and they will be performing, I believe, in April of 2013. Very hard to think that far ahead.
Wow.
But those tickets will go on sale via the Walton Arts Center website tomorrow as well.
And they're a country,
country
band.
And then next weekend, the 9th, we will have the second show in our Starlight Jazz series, Jane Bennett and Hilario Duran with Candido Camero.
Mm-hmm.
Two shows. That is a 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m., I believe, on the 9th.
In Star Theater.
And then we have Letters Home that weekend also. That's a Sunday. That's a theatrical performance based on letters from soldiers serving in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's on Veterans Day.
On Veterans Day, yes, absolutely. And Eileen Ivers and the Immigrant Soul will be here as part of the 10x10 art series on November 15th. Eileen Ivers, of course, is sort of legendary in the world of fiddling. That's going to be really sort of, I would bet you that's a real high energy, fun.
Just saying
kind of
fiddling
show.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It does. And like I said, that's a 10x10, so we'll have a pre-show creative conversation, obviously, before the show, and then we will have a post-show party, which those have stepped up a notch this year on the 10x10 with food and little tasty hors d'oeuvres and great special drinks. So that will be really fun on the 15th. And then it looks like we have, at least according to this calendar, we have a little bit of a break. Oh, I missed one. The Wailers.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
A week from Saturday.
Yeah.
The 10th.
Yes. I knew there was one between the 9th and the 11th. Right. So the Wailers is happening. And obviously we know the Wailers. They're
right.
the Bob Marley's band.
The tickets for that are really affordable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they very much are. And then we will have another show on the I'm looking all the way to the end of November right now. It's called All Is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914.
And
I don't think we've talked about this one yet.
I don't think we have.
This is also on the 10x10 art series. And this is one of those great collaborative projects that gets arts people like me really excited. It's a vocal, choral singing and a theater working together to create this program. And it dramatizes and talks about, through music and theater, that amazing
real event.
That amazing Christmas Eve where the two warring sides in World War One came into the demilitarized zone and sang Christmas carols together on Christmas Eve.
Up from the trenches, literally.
Yep.
And decided.
Decided they weren't going to fight that night. And so they would,
You know,
kind of amazing.
And it's an amazing story. But the saddest part of that story is then the next day.
Next day. They just went right back to it.
They had to fight.
Yeah. It kind of gives you shivers thinking about it. And I think it will be a really, really beautiful and moving, obviously, performance. But But it's neat. It's going to be both these amazing voices singing, but it's also going to be, I think there's multimedia and performance that goes along with it to sort of tie the story all together.
And most tickets are $10.
Most tickets are $10, yeah. And then let's just look ahead to our next Broadway show, and that would be in the first week of December, and that would be Billy Elliot. Billy Elliot,
a good one.
Musical.
Yeah.
We're going to have lots of amazing things to talk about related to Billy Elliot. The story of how the little boys who play Billy do that is really remarkable. They rotate. There's three or four of them per show.
Right.
They rotate because the role is so tough, and they travel with their own school, and it's going to be be fun.
They're like on stage practically the whole entire time.
Yeah,
yeah.
They dance. They sing. They actually really have to act. Mm-hmm. It's not a sort of easy young person's role. The show is built around them. I got to meet a couple of the Billies. This is what we call them. I got to meet a couple of them back in New York a couple months ago, and I have. I was so incredibly impressed with these little boys. You know, they were 12, 13 years old, and they were more well-spoken and self-possessed and just mature than a lot of adults I've met. And they really have to be a special breed to play Billy. So it's going to be neat.
Quick question. So you mentioned in New York. Mm-hmm. Does your job allow you to travel to New York and see these Broadway shows and get to choose?
Yes.
She has to do research.
I've never asked that question.
It's a tough.
I didn't know this.
It's a tough job. But yes, actually,
okay.
I do.
Awesome.
I'm very lucky. I get to go preview a lot of things. We have our programming department does that more than I do. But luckily, we work together and we try to. It's really important for us to see the shows. There
right.
are times where
oh,
we've brought
it.
Shows here,
never...
you know. But yeah, it's a nice perk of the job. I love the travel, and you usually get to see things that you wouldn't see otherwise. I mean, we see a lot of shows that we will never bring here,
right.
but we have to see them just in case we might. So
right.
it's good.
Information about all of these shows that you can see at Walton Arts Center:
443-5600 at the box office, or waltonartscenter.org. Or come down and visit us. We have the two new exhibitions up in our gallery. And if parking is free before 2 o'clock, so come on down and say hello.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jody. Jody Besnoska is Vice President for Communications with Walton Arts Center.